Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Few real estate deals will beat what Fred Johnson and his wife, China Mary, got when they bought property at the mouth of Sawmill Creek for $15 in 1915 from homesteader Arthur Shoup. The Johnsons established a mink ranch, which may have been the first attempt at modern fur farming in this area. In 1809, Russian navigator Ivan Vasilyev labeled the stream Aruche Medvedcha, or Bear Creek. An 1850 survey of this area showed a sawmill close to the mouth of the stream, so in 1890s, the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey renamed the stream Sawmill Creek. According to local legend, the sawmill was built in 1843, but destroyed in 1852 by Tlinkits, who killed 30 Russians there. However, documentation of this event has never been found, even though remains of the old mill were visible as late as 1923. During the Silver Bay mining ventures of 1878-80, several quartz outcroppings in the Sawmill Creek area were staked. George Pills, who encouraged Tlinkits to search for gold, tried to develop the Stewart mine at Silver Bay and even claimed a site on the creek for an ore reduction mill, yet none of the seam claims amounted to much. Next on the Sawmill Creek scene was Hans Christian Pandey and his associates, who staked placer claims at Gold Lake, known today as Glacier Lake. The Pandey Basin Gold Placer Company hacked out the first road from Tidewater to Blue Lake, where they built a camp, soon riving a tunnel that partly drained Gold Lake and continues to do so to this day. This venture put men to work for several years, but if gold was found, it was kept a secret. In 1912, William Mills and his sister, Loretta Mays, started a company that built a hydro plant on Sawmill Creek to furnish Sitka with electricity. They cobbled together a construction camp at the mouth of the stream, naming it Strong City, after Alaska Governor John Strong. Later, the Sitka Wharf and Power Company installed two 230-kilowatt generators, powered by water diverted through a wood stove pipeline. As many Sitkans know, Sawmill Creek is not a docile brook, and frequent floods damage these plants. After beginning construction in 1922, it took 3 years to chisel a single-lane gravel road to Sawmill Creek, terminating at Fred and China Mary's property. Soon after the road reached their place, the pair sold out for $100 to Franklin Ulrich, head man at Sitka's U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey. His family used a cabin on the site to escape the burdens of busy Sitka life. Even before the road was built to Sawmill Creek, it was noted for its trout fishing and the large patch of wild currants that grew at the flats near the mouth, with locals often boating there for community picnics. In 1940, Ed Mork started Sanitary Dairy with 20 cows in the Sawmill Creek meadows. 7 years later, Harold Rice bought the Sanitary Dairy and partnered with Ed Reed to run the dairy and the Sanitary Market on Lincoln Street. In 1952, Rice sold to John and Fred Van Horn, who renamed their dairy Blue Lake Farms and expanded operations to include poultry products. It was in that same year of 1952 that geologic testing began for Blue Lake Dam, with drilling starting soon after. Capitalizing on this new power source, Alaska Lumber and Pulp built its plant in 1958 and operated until 1993. Today, Sawmill Creek continues to be a major contributor to our economy as Paxton Industrial Park houses worldwide enterprises such as Silver Bay Seafoods. But the next time you venture past Fortress of the Bear and cross Sawmill Creek's bridge, perhaps you will remember the history these pristine waters have viewed as they made their way to the ocean. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.